on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Seven of the best at Coleraine today. Jumps themed track, but without any jumps races today. But there is a highway or two to give it a bit of that sort of flavour. Simon Wilde's going to join us. He's got a handful of runners, and no doubt he'll be a key player on the soft six at Coleraine today. The weather's a bit showery down there, so we'll keep an eye on the weather throughout the day. Warren Huntley's with me to set the scene for Coleraine. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Matty.
A nice contrast from the 10 synthos at Pakenham yesterday to a little boutique meeting on the turf at Coleraine today.
Yeah, it was originally scheduled for Warrnambool, but was transferred late last week. Just the amount of rain they've had around the Bool, just that they knew that track wasn't going to be able to cope with the meeting. So some changes to distances and perhaps some changes in field sizes correlating to that change in venue.
And the track's a soft six, so they've been rewarded by the location because they're getting pretty good winter going there. Hey, mate, just hold fire because Simon Wilde's got a stack of chances today and he joins us. Simon, how are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks, Matty.
That's good, mate. Hey, big weekend coming up in the jumps front at Sandown on Sunday as well, and you're going to have a bit of a play there?
Yeah, we'll have a few. We'll put in a few nominations anyway. We've got gallops this morning that will dictate sort of who goes, but yeah, we'll be throwing a few in for sure.
The King of Casterton might be running in the crisp.
Yeah, I think that's probably his only option. He's going to get outweighted of the steeplechase races around these areas, so I think it's time to send him down there and see how he measures up in that better grade.
That's Elverson, and then maybe Count Zero in the National?
Yeah, Count Zero will definitely be nommed, and he's going to have a bit of work this morning. If he works well, he'll probably go. The only other thing with him is I think he's a real duffer on a heavy 10, so we'll be keeping an eye on the weather as well. Like, he can probably handle the slow going, but once it gets into the heavy range, he's not at his best.
Cup's entries today. Are we going to see the name Charlie Rose?
Yeah, definitely. We'll hopefully try and get her into the race again this year, and we'll nom a couple of others. Aurora Symphony might be one that might be a bridge to, it might be a little bit too far for him, but we'll nominate him, and another nice horse, French Moon, that we're hoping might sort of take the next step. They'll be our three nominations.
All right, terrific. All right, let's have a look at your hand at Coleraine today. The track is a soft six, so it's not too bad. Your first runner is Bazzini in the high weight over 3,000 metres race two. How many laps of Coleraine will this be?
Yeah, they might have to ring a bell. I'm not sure. It'll be
this is where jockeys make errors. This is where jockeys make errors, Simon, with a miscounting the laps. So hopefully they're all on top of that. Is Bazzini going to plug away and run a winning 3,000 metres?
I think so. He's an out-and-out stayer. He's very good when he gets these trips. Funnily enough, I think his backing trip at Bendigo when he won it was 3,600. So he's coming back a little bit, but he seems to have trained on, and he's, like I said, he's a natural stayer. He's he relaxes so well. So yeah, I think he'd be a pretty good chance, and I don't think soft six is about perfect for him as well. So I think he'll take a lot of beating.
Now, I visited your stables after the Jericho Cup, and Brian Martin was there and Terry Henderson were there, and you just welcomed a newcomer from New Zealand by Darcy Brahma called Darcy's Debut, and we've seen a little bit of Darcy's since then, and is today the day that the crew celebrate their maiden win?
Well, I think she gets a great opportunity. She ran quite well at Warrnambool, and it's like she ran out of maybe a little bit of condition late in that race. And it mightn't be a bad form race, that. And she's got a good racing style for Coleraine. She can race up on the speed like she did last time. So, yeah, I think she gets a really good chance to run well. And, again, I think she's a horse that won't necessarily, she should really appreciate the soft six. I think maybe the heavy 10 at Warrnambool last time might have been a reason she didn't quite finish off like we thought she might. But I think she gets a great opportunity to run well today.
All right. The unusually named O'Reilly McClook has blinkers for the first time in race four. Is there any story behind the naming of this horse?
No, he was purchased from New Zealand, and he already had that name. So, no, there's no story behind that. But
all right.
Yeah, look, blinkers on for him. He's about that stage in life where I think it'll really help him. He hasn't been far away. He just hasn't won a race this preparation, and he had a trial in blinkers, and he went really well. So, again, I think he'll be right in the firing line.
Bullseye Beauty resumes in race five?
she's coming in off one trial, and we just saw that the nominations weren't coming up all that strong. And she's probably, in an ideal world, another trial at Gallup would have been perfect. But we think she can run top three, you know, but her fitness just might be letting her down late in that race.
And what about Fabolot in race six?
He's on a jumping program. His run at Mount Gambier was quite good, and that was 1,800, but he's back for a mile. But he's been working really well. So, again, I think he's a really good top three chance, but he is headed towards a jumping career.
Your average price of your five runners is probably about 5-2, so they're all in the market. Is there one that, obviously, Darcy's Taboo is probably the shortest, but is Darcy's necessarily the best of them?
I think Darcy's Taboo, Raleigh, Luke and Bazzini, I think they're the best of them all.
Terrific. Good on you, mate.
Terrific. Thanks a lot.
No worries. Simon Wilde there. Well, we hope that's helped our listeners out find a winner, and some of those numbers I think will invariably be in Warren's selections. Warren, let's have a look at the first race at 1:30, the first of seven. This is a high weight over 1,600 metres. The scratchings here are numbers four only. Market-wise, we've got a $2.60 favourite in number 9, Rich Dreams, just ahead of She's a Blinder, number 10, at $3.40. $5 for Chronic Strife, number 2, and then pretty much $12 the rest of the field. So only a handful in the market here.
You'd be surprised if the winner's not in the top two in the market. Matty, leaning Rich Dreams, who's going okay for the Lindsay Smith stable. Getting Aaron Lynch aboard in these highweight races is positive. He's an effective rider on the flat in general, and he probably, you know, gets that more experience and probably has the harder race fitness himself because he's riding more than a number of the highweight riders. Horses that came out of the race Rich Dreams was in last time, Pontificate, Water and Peak Road, all went on to win their next start. So the form out of that maiden beyond one ton of mirror is holding up really well. Leaning 9 out of 10. She's a Blinder, who was beaten by a Smart Horse who really relished the conditions last start. 2 Chronic Strife and 7 Nuclear Option. Probably look trifecta first four players. 9, 10, 2, 7.
9, 10, 2, 7 in race one. The second is the, I imagine, the multi-lap 3,000 metre high weight. We're going with a full field, Warren. This is really short. Bazzini for Simon Wilde, $1.70 in a 3,000 metre marathon. Then we get out to $2.80 Bare Arms. So that's it for those in the market. Raise your sights at $7.50. San Remo, number 2. He'll keep plugging along. Volkswagen Frank is a $10 chance. Yeah, I guess the old saying is the further they go, the better the good thing. Is that a case? The case with Bazzini?
Well, as Simon said, interesting, you don't often say this horse is coming back in distance for 3,000.
No.
He's had a couple of runs at 3,600, and he is a genuine stayer, races in Cole McKenna's colours. And look, I think he's the most likely winner. He's up there with a bit of weight, but it's a high weight scale of race, and he's won 2 of his last 4 starts. So he's in good form, and he can wind it up from a fair way out. He's a tough, grinding, staying type. Doesn't really have a burst of acceleration. So I'm sure Aaron Cooter will be aware of that and won't be trying to, you know, pinch late soft sectionals type of thing, because he's a tough grinding type of horse, and you know, around the relatively tight track he can just get rolling and try and drag it out of the opposition. Number 5, Raise Your Sights, also from the Simon Wilde stable, a mare over from New Zealand. I think she's going well. I think the slightly improving track from what we saw last start when she was no match for Bare Arms can perhaps help her turn the table on Bare Arms. Coming through that same race, was really well suited with the heavy conditions there and won very well, was smartly ridden but just had an edge on the opposition. But I think a fair bit of that was to do with the heavy ground on that occasion. So I've gone 1 ahead of 5 and 3. Next best for me, 6 Volkswagen Frank. He was a little bit held up at a crucial stage last start. I think he's going okay. For the Amy McDonald stable, he will appreciate the 3,000 metres. I'd probably appreciate him on a more spacious track than Coleraine, but I think he'd be just keep coming and whack away, be strong late. 1-5-3-6.
1-5-3-6. Apologies, I completely missed Raise Your Sights with Simon Wilde. He didn't volunteer at Warren, so we'll take it on face value. Over to race 3. This is a 1,300 metre maiden. And here we go with our numbers 2, 5, 8, 10 and 11, which doesn't leave us with many. Darcy's Taboo is the $2.10 fixed odds favourite for Simon Wilde. $2.60 Najiko for Matty Raymond. We've got a little grab from Maddie a little bit later on. We'll play that one. Najiko is $2.60, $3.50 for Jungle Flight, number three, and then basically write your own ticket.
Yes, modest race and quite a skinny race, and probably a good opportunity for Darcy's debut to break through for her first maiden victory. Linda Meacher board for Simon Wilde, a good combination, and she's improved with racing. I think her run last start was solid enough at Warrnambool, so fitter, probably making her own luck somewhere near the speed. Four for me, ahead of seven, Najiko, who had jumped out nicely going into that debut performance and ran well there at 1,200 metres. I think the rise to 1,300 metres, as long as Najiko settles properly, then that's well within her sight. She just tended to get a little bit keen at times during that debut performance, but no doubt she's learnt a bit from that. Three Jungle Fights, fit, consistent, matched to get every opportunity from an inside draw. I'll put Bloom and Crafty in as next best, who's a long-time maiden, a 53-start maiden, in fact, but capable of pulling out a run that would at least put him in the placings. 4-7-3-1.
4-7-3-1 in race three. We'll go to race four, and then we'll take a break after the fourth race. But this is the first leg of the quaddy. We go without number six. $3 favourite on the fixed odds is O'Reilly McClook, number three. $3.60 for Atomic Gold, number four. $4.20 for Alaski, number seven, and then you're basically double-figure odds. Warren, $10, Field of Barley.
Well, I had O'Reilly as my value earlier on today when he was in excess of $4, and I thought with that gear change, with the blinkers going on, he represented a touch of value, but there has been some support for O'Reilly. He was as much as $4.60 earlier on today, and he's into around about that $3 quote now. So I think he's got a great winning chance with the application of blinkers. The winkers have come off putting the blinkers on. Seven Alaski had a pretty tough run early stages of the race last start. Does come back from 1600 to 1400 metres, and market's been a bit soft, but I wouldn't be surprised to see that turn around as we get closer to the race. Four Atomic Gold, haven't seen a trial or a jump out. First up here for the Dan Bowman stable, but overall form the date's quite solid, and that maiden victory at Werribee riding the speed was quite encouraging two starts ago. So if he's ready to go, and the market's certainly not disrespecting him but haven't seen a trial or a jump out, he's worth including. And an Irishman getting fitter, interesting the blinkers going on here third up. When an Irishman's at his best, he can roll forward and prove hard to run down. Blinkers going on from that wider draw, he might try and spear across, and that would put him in a spot where he's in the mix also. I thought three was over the odds, probably in the close to his right quote now. 3-7-4-1.
Of course, an Irishman's ridden by Neil Farley and trained by one of the Ryan boys from Port Ferry, so there's a connection there, Warren, isn't there?
Yes, it's very fitting that they're pairing up with that horse.
Yes, it should be trained by O'Leary. Hey, good on you, mate. Hold tight. That's four down with three to go at Coleraine. It's 18 minutes after 10. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. I think I got distracted in the ad break. We're up to race five at Coleraine today. Let's have a little look at this one. This is a 1,000-metre benchmark 58, Warren, and let's have a look at the scratchings. The only scratching is number 11. Via Capo, number 1, is a $5.50 chance. The favourite is number 4, Summit Queen, at $2. 5, Tequila Storm, is at $4.80. 6, Bullseye Beauty, is a $5.50 chance. So Lindsay Smith's got an even money pop, Warren, in the second leg of the quaddy.
Maddie, she's coming through a stronger race at Sandown at her most recent run back in March. Haven't seen a trial or a jump out for her, but she broke her maiden the prior start at Sandown outing at Hamilton, and she did that in good style, was strong through the line there. No trial or jump out, but 1,000 metres first up, it just might be, you know, keep her on the fresh side, and she, her class might take her a long way here. And I'm leaning four, head of five, Tequila Storm, who's run well at her two starts today. It's really smart piece of placement to take her over the border to Mount Gambier. She was well back for the Chambers stable to win there, and then I thought her most recent run was good also. She had a little gap between runs. She looks like she's got some upside. She's been well placed to date. This is probably tougher than she'd seen at Mount Gambier. Fia Capo's interesting runner, first run for the Turkey stable, who actually have one of the better strike rates at the Coleraine track. We don't race a lot there, but Bill Cirque knows the right horses to take their new addition to his stable, been well schooled up at the jump out, looks to be going okay. Number of gear changes, crossover nose band, tongue tie on, and the pre-race earmuffs off. From inside draw with Jared Lorenzini aboard, might try and hold a spot and would be strong late I put 6 Bullseye Beauty, who looks to have trialled up okay for the Simon Wild stable in his next best. But I do think the winner's in the top 3. 4, 5, 1, 6.
4, 5, 1, 6 in race 5. Race 6 is the second last race. It is a benchmark 58, and it's over 1,600 metres. In the market, the Ratland Dog, Bog, sorry, number 5 is the $3.30 fixed odds favourite. And then we're up in the list and up in the weights. $5 for Fabulot, who's got the 62.5 kilos. $6.50 Daneway, number 3. $8.50 for Prize Lad. $6, Revivi Kens. And $9 for number 8, I'll Be Gone. I guess the issue here, Warren, is the ones higher up in the weights, whether they... I know it's a compressed weight scale, but, say, for instance, a Fabulot still got to carry the 62.5 to victory here.
Yeah, the weight for Fabulot could be a query. Matty, look, he's going okay, and as Simon Wild said, he's on a path to jumping, and he's been schooling up quite nicely. He shouldn't lack anything in fitness, and some of the horses down in the weights are coming through some modest races with, you know, relatively low ratings. So I'm leaning the horses away from the minimum weight. I'm keen on number 5, the Ratland Bog here, which I believe is an Irish folk song, and horse from New Zealand, had its first start for Aaron Purcell and ran well. Jumps from 1,200 to 1,600 metres, but the form in New Zealand was up beyond 2,000 metres. I think this is just a lovely progression and a suitable race. Covered ground was a really good run, first run for the stable. Probably gets a better run with a different tempo with the rising trip and a more favourable draw here. I'm keen on number 5, the Ratland Bog. Better one, Fabulot, who shouldn't lack anything in fitness with that jump schooling and the recent flat racing. 4 Prize Lads, the last start winner, I think actually coming back slightly in trip. I think round about 1,600, 1,700 metres is his best trip, so the drop back to 1,600, no problem. And 3 Daneway, he didn't come up last preparation. He's a one-paced staying type of horse with the Price and Kent Junior stable. He was given a solid hit out in a recent jump out, indication that he is coming to hand well enough and might be a trifecta first four player here. Keen on 5, ahead of 1, 4 and 3.
5, 1, 4 and 3. And we round off the little meeting at Coleraine today with a 1,300 metre benchmark 58. Scratching here is scratchings, the number 4, numbers 4 and 13. Let's have a look at the market. We're up the top again. Geraldine's Jewel is absolutely flying for Maddie Raymond. I've got a little grab from her, which I'll play in a sec. $3 favourite on the tab fixed odds. And then we go out to a bunch of them at about the same price here. $7 for Not My First Radio, number 3. Garbo, number 2, is at $8. Same price as Alisac, number 9, and also 10. Navillas Excel, $9.50 for Last Dream. Gee, it's a really competitive market here, Warren. Just for those out there who didn't hear Maddie Raymond this morning with the Brekkie guys, this is what she thought of Geraldine's Jewel.
Very happy with her. She's come through her last run great, obviously, with the new season and the weight drop in those benchmark 58 races. She gets in today at the same weight she went around in last start. So I thought we'd have a third crack at those 58 grades before we have to work our way up. She's drawn well. She's drawn barrier 1. I think we might have ridden her a little bit too handy last start. She's probably better chasing a little bit, so... I mean, it's not an overly huge field today, and having drawn 1, she can kind of take up any spot. But if she can be 3 back the fence, I think she'll be hard to beat.
I guess the only danger there, Warren, is 3 back the fence if they're getting off the fence. I know I'm a total shocker for overreading that sometimes, but is that the little threat late in the day if things are chopping out?
I think it potentially is, Matty. I was with Geraldine's Jewel last start. She's going really well. This is her first prep for the Matty Raymond stable, but... I just thought she might end up in a spot where she's going to need that little bit of luck in the home straight. But relative to this class of horse, she has got a good burst of acceleration, so that can get her out of trouble. This race at 1,300 metres, if it was at Warrnambool, it'd be 1,400 metres. That would have been even better for Garbo. And I think what counted against Garbo last start was the shoot start at Warrnambool was too wet to be used, so they actually had to shorten the race from 1,400 to 1,200. So they're trying to get Garbo to 1,400 metres, and they're being frustrated. But I do think he's got a terrific chance at 1,300 metres here. 2 for me, 3rd up, getting fitter. Geraldine's Jewel has got that burst of acceleration. She's going really well for the Maddie Raymond stable, and if she can get that clear galloping room and dash home, then she's a strong danger and a great winning hope. Through the same form line as Garbo last start, I think Navillas Excel is going well. He probably also would have appreciated 1,400 metres, but he'll be strong late, probably ridden conservatively from that draw, and 8, Silkstream. There was good money for her last start. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. Smart Stable in the Neville Wilson Stable. She didn't really fire last start, but she might be ready to improve today. 2-1, 10 and 8.
All right, a little bit of value there in the last leg with Garbo, who's either named after the garbage collector or Greta Garbo, so we're not really sure about that one. Hey, Warren, how are we going to play it today on the with a small meeting? First of seven is at 1:30, finishes at 4:30, and despite the smallness of the meeting, the markets are pretty open for most of the races, so there might be some value there somewhere.
Hopefully. And look, there's a few shorties. I've tried to steer away from them for the best bet. I do think at a backable price, race 6, number 5, the Rattlin Bogs, strikes a suitable race second run in Australia for the Aaron Purcell stable. Probably the value's gone with race 4, number 3, O'Reilly. And look, he's into about his right throat now. Maybe make Garbo the value there by default. Race 7, number 2. Quaddy first leg, 3, 4 and 7. Second leg, 1, 4 and 5. Third leg, also 1, 4 and 5. Wide in the last leg is numbers 1, 2, 7, 8 and 10. Play that A race 4. I just thought numbers 3, 4 and 7 were clearly the key winning hopes. If we can get the right split in Quinella's trifectas and exactas in race 4, numbers 3, 4 and 7 might be worth having as the play of the day.
Good on you, Warren. Good luck.
Thanks, Matty.